my name is Winfrey, and I'd like to welcome you to another evening at the Don and Win Show. And this evening, Don is on an airplane, so I am going to be doing the show myself. And I have something that I think our listeners will find really interesting and informative. Those of you that have been listening to the show and are regular listeners know that I have been having this experience of having communications with other dimensions or with voices that identify themselves as from other dimensions through people that I'm associated with. They start talking through them. And this has been going on now for about 4 years, and it's been accompanied by a number of miraculous events, connections with historical events, and the voices that come through have identified themselves as the Council of Elohim, Ra, and various other sources, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, mostly the Elohim, has been our regular source, and the Council of Twelve. In fact, a year ago, I think it was December 10th, 2005, we actually had a live channeling on the Don and Win Show. So tonight, I'm going to play a channeling that was last week with a new source. And we were asked to contact this source, which identified itself as the Council of Seven. We were asked by the Council of Twelve. Now, all this council stuff and all who these sources are may be a bit confusing the first time you're hearing this. And if I have it correct, there is a kind of order to what we call the other side. At the outside of creation, beyond the physical universe, beyond the dimensions, there is a group soul that has identified itself as the Elohim, which is explaining and has explained how this realm was created and how we all got here. Inside the realm of our universe, there's another group soul that has identified itself by the name Ra. And this particular group soul is the voice that spoke through Edgar Cayce. And some of you know that I've written a book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which is the current messages of this group soul to the world. And Ra works inside creation. And Ra, as they describe it, has evolved through the third density, through human or humanoid-type bodies, and graduated from this realm, from our realm, and now acts as a helper for planets, planetary populations that are still going through lower levels of evolution. And these two group souls operate in two ways. One is there, obviously, there's channeled voices that have happened throughout history, and they have been talking to people who have been prophets. They don't always use those names necessarily, so if somebody says they channel and they have another name, it could very well be one of these two sources. And the other way they operate is as energy. They're both capable of being in your space, personally, energetically. They can pay attention to you, and they can connect with your own soul energy. And the experience, the personal experience, may not be a voice in your head, but it may be feeling an energy in the room, or feeling a presence, or feeling a healing energy. Now, below these two group souls, there's a hierarchy of councils. There's the Council of Twelve, the Council of Nine, and the Council of Seven. And the Council of Seven is a group energy that exists, I believe, somewhere on Saturn, energetically, not as physical bodies, but as energetic bodies. And they are an administrative council for our solar system. And the particular channeling we're going to play this evening is a conversation between myself and a voice that identifies itself as the Council of Seven. When you hear these things, there must be a disclaimer to say, because this is channeled, there's no way I can totally validate that everything you're going to hear is true. So take it and consider it, study it. You might study some of my background. For myself, I've had a long history now of these channelings, and I've applied a lot of scrutiny every which way. And in general, the information has been wise. The people that have been connected with it have had wonderful, uplifting experiences and life-changing experiences and growth. And occasionally, there's been miracles attached to it. So I play it with you to apply your own discernment. And also, you may notice an energy in your own space. You might be sensitive to the energy around you while you listen to it, because the energy can actually shift and change in your space if you connect with the energy where this is coming from. So on that note, I'm going to start the channeling, and I hope you all find it interesting.
Council 7 is currently available for your question. Please proceed.
Thank you for being here. We had a communication from the Council of 12 not so long ago that asked us to make contact with you. Perhaps as an introduction to this session, you could explain who the Council of Seven is and how they operate and their function in this realm.
We, Council of Seven, are an interplanetary jurisdiction over what you would deem the personal planet, extending out to the asteroid belt and including those bodies known as Jupiter and Saturn. We are an interdimensional regulatory body composed of several hundred thousand souls operating at a fifth, sixth, and seventh density or dimensional reference point, as you in Earth terminology would understand this. Our primary function is to oversee the energetic and biological balances and to intercede, if necessary, in regulating the homeostasis, the interior balance of the planets under our auspices and care. At this time, there is much inner turbulence by way of the Earth's transmigration along with the rest of the solar system through what you deem and term the photon band. This has resulted in a wild fluctuation of energies emanating from the sun in the form of solar flares. Also, the intensity of rays emanating from the sun, the quality of these rays has changed. This results is a different kind of polarization of light, a different frequency and harmonic of sunlight than that to which humanity and other living creatures on Gaia and indeed the other planets have experienced within the last solar flare cycle, which is normally one of 11 years. There has been a ramping up of over 200% in terms of intensity of the flares since 1987, when this was first noted by your scientists, among them NASA and the other geophysical institutes on your planet. If you would pay attention, you would notice that the effects of so-called global warming are well upon your Earth. There is no denying this. There shall be and is a melting of the ice cap. Indeed, there is hardly any ice left on your North Pole. The polar bears are migrating to ever further southern regions. This can be ascertained by doing research on your internet and the Canadian government's handling of the bears descending south. There are huge chunks of ice breaking off of Antarctica, some as large as the state of Connecticut. This has been happening within the last 4 years and will continue to accelerate. The upshot of this is a slight but significant average temperature rise on the planet, which eventually shall mean a rise in water level, putting in danger all lands which are at sea level or near to the sea level. The eastern seaboard of your United States, indeed the place where the entity now resides, possibly within 7 years, could be facing a danger of being in a flood zone. There are ways to mitigate such disastrous fluctuations of balance. It is these in which we are currently involved. We speak mostly of your Earth realm, for the changes on the other planets, of which there are many, even though they affect the Earth realm, are not as much of your immediate concern. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Are you aware of the work? Have you been aware of the work we are doing here on this planet?
Please specify we.
We, myself, the entity, our conference calls. Is that something that the energy of that penetrates into your awareness?
Naturally, as this is a much higher frequency work, it is as if the Earth is enveloped in a kind of radio static, and your frequencies penetrate the static and rise above. There are not many of these, so our attention is drawn to them quickly. We applaud your efforts and ask you to maintain a strict awareness and an enveloping understanding of that which you do, and encourage like-minded others to help and participate in your efforts, as it is this kind of energy which mitigates and stabilizes and decreases the frequency of physical hardship, which is sure to be the onslaught, the culmination, the outcome the cause and effect karmas of those ignorant of the laws of the third dimension, action and reaction. Much assistance is required. There is much entropy and negative thought processes and forms to be overcome. There is much subliminal programming of a negative type also to be overcome. Your mission is indeed a challenging, though not impossible, one. We sense there are now 35,000 souls worldwide who have the level of commitment of yourself and the entity. We say level of commitment, not that they are doing the same work precisely, but that their heart's intent and their intent and alignment of the spiritual body are in such a magnitude as to attract the help of the higher elemental, transplanetary, and interdimensional forces, which could assist in the interplanetary, interdimensional birthing, this changing, this flipping of the cosmic pancake, so to say. You are very done on one side. You are almost to the point of getting burnt. It is time for a radical 180-degree shift in the values of those individuals, especially those in the Western world, whose diversion has been accumulation and consumption of goods in the hope of staving off loneliness, depression, and despair, resulting from closed hearts, lack of generosity, and a lack of compassion and awareness that the spiritual must indeed predicate, be the foundation of the family, of the life, and all else built on that. It is as if in the United States especially, the pyramid of values has totally been turned on its head. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. How can we utilize the relationship with the Council of Seven to the greatest benefit to the work we're doing?
We are always available for assistance. You may invoke us in your prayer invocation. You may invoke us especially to help ease the traumas of the physical earth changes. Also the interplanetary relations of Sun, Moon, Earth, Venus, and Mars especially, and those councils of Jupiter and Saturn, which would also aid and abet your purpose if called upon. We would ask that you also develop relationships with the specific councils of the individual planets, especially Jupiter and Saturn, as these are not the transpersonal, nor the personal, but the social collective consciousness planet. And this is indeed on planet Earth that which is in the most dire need of healing. Call on them. They will respond to your inquiries and are greatly happy to be of assistance. As it is planetary law, we are not, any of us, of any of the councils, allowed to interfere unless specifically requested to do so, as it is a violation of the highest law of free will. So please avail yourself, your light workers, your spiritual network participants, to avail themselves of the opportunities to call on the assistance of the higher planetary forces to aid and uplift and sustain them during these tumultuous times. We do not want to frighten you, but things have the possibility of getting extremely disrupted, especially in the next 3, 5, 7 years. Much hinges on possibility and probability vortexes, which hang precariously in the balance at this time. It is very good that you send light to the leaders of countries such as your United States, and also send light to the leaders of countries who are provocative, such as Israel, such as Iraq, such as Iran, countries who have suffered greatly, such as Lebanon, also Egypt, also Syria, also Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, and the like. This region is highly explosive and on the verge of exploding into possibly a nuclear holocaust, which would be a very, very negative thing for the world at this point in time. The more light you can send to this place, the more that it can be transformed, and the more that this can be mitigated. It is of a certain urgency that you do this. We would ask with every prayer meeting that you have that you do this invocation first. More questions?
Yes. It is my understanding there are many different planetary populations that are paying attention to Earth. Are you interfacing with those different populations?
We do not interface directly with the populace. We interface more with the energetic sphere, which is sustained the populace, what you would know here on Earth as your biosphere. Does that answer your question?
Yes. In the Carla Ruckert and David Wilcock channelings, it is referred, there's a references to the Federation of Planets. Would that be another name for the Council of Seven?
The Federation of Planets would be a closer approximation to what you have referred to as the Council of Twelve.
The Council of Twelve?
Yes.
I see. So the Council of Seven is a group energy also, similar to some of the other group energies, but more with a localized, specific jurisdiction.
We are what you would call a subgroup of the Council of Nine and the Council of Twelve. We all operate harmoniously and within certain protocols with each other. We have certain areas of expertise, especially with regard to what you would deem your scientific and balancing energetics between planets, especially those close to the sun. The Council of Nine deals very especially with Jupiter and Saturn and the asteroid belt. The Council of Nine has more of a socio-political kind of jurisdiction and influences in this way. The Council of Twelve is an overarching council. It is the solar system's headquarters. It is the command post, in a certain sense, enveloping all of the planets, going outwards to Pluto and even beyond. It is concerned with the geological, social, political, and all other dimensions of stability and harmony as much as is possible during this difficult transformation time, not only for Gaia, but for the other planets as well. Does this suffice?
Yes, it does. Do you interface directly with the Elohim and Ra or do you go through the hierarchy of councils for that interface?
We go through the hierarchy of the council.
I see. So you would petition through the Council of Nine, who would petition through the Council of 12, and the Council of 12 directly interfaces with the Elohim and Ra energies.
As you understand it in Earth terms, this is approximately correct.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the spaceships that people see, the UFOs, what planetary populations are they coming from?
Many of these are coming from outside of your galactic sector. We see Pleiades, Ceres, Sirius, Arcturian, also Orion, Betelgeusean, and many others.
What percentage of these could we term service to others?
Unfortunately, we read a low percentage, 34%.
I see.
There are, however, approximately another 30% which are neither service to other nor service to self.
Mm-hmm.
They are rather neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It is as if a scientist is conducting an experiment and is simply acting out of curiosity.
I see, getting data.
Data, yes.
From observing this process.
Not only observing, sometimes taking samples.
Mm-hmm. Would that mean abduction kind of things?
Not necessarily abduction. Sometimes they are physical samples.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these are procured through taking one's information when a human being is in the dream state. Other times, in the rare cases, it is a physicalized abduction. These tend to be more in the service to self sector.
Mm-hmm. Does the Council of Seven have the ability to regulate this at all?
Yes, they are the regulators.
So why is it that the service to others are prevalent? Is it something that the Council...
They are not prevalent. They are one-third.
One-third. But they're there with the permission of the Council of Seven?
They are there with the permission because the Earth humans have given them permission. Remember, this is a free-willed zone.
I see.
And there have been contracts, some many thousands of years old.
I see.
For participation in a drama. Albeit from your perspective, it is negative.
This is Wynn just making an interruption. I asked that question, and I said service to others, but I meant service to self, and they answered service to self. So if you heard that and heard the service to others, change that to service to self. Back to the tape.
Mm-hmm. I see. So this is a very good opening introduction. So we could call on the Council of the individual planets, and that would be a positive thing to do. And
we would ask Jupiter and Saturn.
Just Jupiter and Saturn.
To begin with.
Okay. Could we speak to Earth also?
Yes, the Earth logos.
The Earth logos?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be valuable at some point?
Yes, it would be.
Mm-hmm. That would give the Earth an opportunity to share her experience.
Her grief at this point.
She is
hurting right now.
Yes. On these planets, the ones you're referring to, are we talking to energetic sources, essentially? In other words, Jupiter and Saturn don't have physicalized populations. Do they have...
We have populations, but they are not third density populations. They are resident within fifth and sixth density.
Mm-hmm.
So they are physicalized within those densities.
Mm-hmm. In the Edgar Cayce readings, it was said that many humans in between lives or have lives on these other planets.
This is true.
We have experiences then in these resident energies of higher densities.
No, your souls transmigrate to the other planets and take up residence within a 5D or 6D form.
Mm-hmm.
And thereby experience whatever lessons, karmas, and situations the soul has set itself upon to learn in between life on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Are these populations set up with organizations and teaching mechanisms?
Yes.
It's hard for me to grasp it in 3D, but...
It is not so different from your 3D concept of the university.
Mm-hmm. So there are lecturers, there's teachers.
Yes, think of a vast cosmic library.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything, I might play this on my conference call on Monday. Is there anything you would like to share?
It's very...
Okay, we're going to turn this over now. Just a moment.
I have a question that came up just now, and that is, why is it that we as individual humans can petition Ra and the Elohim directly, whereas the Council of Seven has to go through a hierarchy?
We operate as a group soul. You operate as individual souls.
So you have set that up to respect the energetic umbrellas, so to speak.
We have set it up in a way that most efficiently uses our forces to get the attention of the higher vehicle,
mm-hmm.
which would aid and abet us in our purposes.
Where did the Council of Seven originate from in its own evolution to be in this position?
The Council originated over many hundreds of thousands of years. There were originally individual souls, such as those on Earth, which graduated into the realm beyond the third density and started to align with like-minded souls, thus forming loose group soul energies. Over hundreds of thousands of years, there was a coalescence and a natural kind of organization, organically speaking, which led to a kind of hierarchical organization, which naturally led itself to a certain kind of taking care of certain sectors, a certain jurisdiction, a certain natural cohesiveness among the residents of the various planetary spheres, and a certain natural cooperation. This led to the forming of the Council, similarly to what you in the United States would know as a town council, and the town council speak with other town councils, and eventually they take their more difficult problems to the state, to the state legislature, and then on and upwards to the federal body. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. So, in conclusion, would you like to make a comment to our conference call directly?
We applaud your efforts. We are grateful and we are sincere in our hope that you are able to continue in this work of light, cohesiveness, opening of the heart, and compassion, which is infiltrating and trickling down much more than you would be aware of on a conscious level. As the stability of the group grows, it would be good to open the group to invitation, carefully discerned, of course, but over time, to open the group to greater and greater possibilities of extension to others. We would also recommend, suggest, that these and similar channeling from this entity, from the entity known as Terry, from yourself, to be made available in the form of a website accessible to the spiritual group members, and then also to the general public at some time. This concludes our broadcast. We wish you light, well, health, perseverance, and fortitude, and much courage for choosing to come in a most tumultuous and yet glorious time of transition. If one stays in the center of the storm, the cyclone does not hit so hard. Adonai, Adonai, Sabaoth.
Okay, this is Lynn, back to being live, and I'd like to take a little bit of time and explain some of the references that were made on that tape that perhaps might be new to you, or a new presentation. This experience of communicating with other dimensions from ourselves has been going on for about 4 years now. And when it first happened, I had to ask myself, can I trust this? How do I know who they say they are is in fact who they are? Is there a negative agenda? How can I use this in a positive way in my own life and to share with other people? So over the past 4 years, I've been very, very carefully scrutinizing every piece of information that has come in. I have looked at it. I have checked it with historical antecedents. Of course, my first introduction to this was the authoring of the book with David Wilcock, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And in this book, the case is made tying David to Cayce, extremely compelling. I would say almost everyone that reads the book believes the case is made. There are so many circumstances tying David to Cayce that it is hard to imagine that he's certainly connected to Cayce. And if you're willing to believe in the possibility of reincarnation, then David would have to be Cayce. And in writing the book, I was studying the messages that were coming through David from a group soul that identified itself as Ra, and I convinced myself there was enough evidence that the same group soul was who was speaking through Casey, and in fact has been involved with the evolution of mankind for tens of thousands of years, and perhaps using many different names, not just Ra, but the name Ra was used because it allowed the uncovering of some cosmic puzzles, proving the consistency that this was the same source. And then 2 years into writing the book, I suddenly had the experience where someone I was close to spontaneously started to channel, and I was asked to ask questions, and the voice that came through identified themselves as the Council of Elohim. So then I looked up the word Elohim, and I found out that the internet, I found references like the creator God of this realm, the God of the Old Testament, the group that was talking to Joseph Smith when he started the Mormon Church. And I wasn't sure this was who they said they were, but they just invited me to ask questions. And during this period of asking questions, I had many amazing phenomena. One is they predicted a newspaper headline, another is they healed my sister's life. And then I asked many of the questions I had concerning the book I was writing. And in the book, there's an extremely provocative premise where Ra is telling us, or telling us through David, that we're on the verge of something called ascension, where certain people are going to actually disappear from this realm and end up in another realm. And they're explaining the protocol for this particular phenomena, and very much connects with the prophecies of Jesus, but it's not religious. It's not having to do with believing in Jesus. It has to do with having your heart chakra open. And there's a great explanation explaining how planet Earth is going through a dimensional shift. The Earth itself is lifting its vibrations from third chakra to fourth chakra, and there will be a separation of souls, those that graduate to this new higher vibration Earth, and those that don't graduate, who would have to repeat the lessons of this realm on another planet in another star system. And as I was writing the book, I said to myself, I really don't know if this is true. There's no way that I could validate that. I knew that David was Casey. I knew that there was tremendous wisdom coming through David in through this voice that identified itself as Ra. But when it came to ascension and the dimensional shift, these were things that, as I was writing, I said, you decide, to the readers. As I was communicating to the Council of Elohim, and this was 2 years into writing the book, I asked the questions that I had about the book, and I did get the same answers exactly as I was writing in the book. And I've had the opportunity to ask numerous questions about this. And I'm sure that if you're listening and you're considering this for the first time, it will certainly bring up a bunch of questions for you. I do have a little booklet, which I call Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which is about 70 pages of questions on every topic, such as Earth changes, ascension, how did they create this realm. And I invite you to request that booklet, and I'll send it to you by email as an e-file, free of charge, for your own evaluation. So you might get a pencil out. My email address is winfree@yahoo.com, and W-Y-N-N-F-R-E-E, and just say, please send the Elohim book. Also, if you noticed on the tape we just played, they referred to our conference call. And every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I do a conference call over the telephone. And I started this about a year ago, and I asked the question in the channelings, if I did a conference call, would these groups be present energetically and work with the people on the call? And they said they would. So this was like a big experiment. We started doing the conference call, and I would read a channeling, and we would call in the light, kind of like we do at the end of the Don and Lynn show. And the people on the calls started having some amazing phenomena. Some had medical healings. Some had changes in relationships around them. Some had physical things change. And most of them felt an energy in their space during the call. Many could see a light energy in their space and feel a shift in their vibration. So those of you who are listening and would like to participate in the call, you can also email me, and I will make sure that you get the access number. And you don't have to believe anything. Just be neutral, and particularly if you read the questions and answers with the Elohim, and if it resonates with you, you might find that these calls are a stable influence to help keep your energies together while the outside world goes through the kinds of transformations that it's going through and which may become more intensified over the next couple of years. The calls are also setting up a spiritual support network, so people that feel this energy and feel the connections all over the country are supporting of each other. Also, the calls are a way that we make requests, prayer requests, to these higher density groups for healings on our planet, for bringing their energy into this realm. And they say it's effective, and they say more people on the line would greatly impact this inner relationship that we're having between this realm and other realms. So by participating on the line, you'll also be making a contribution to giving the request for more intercession, more intervention from these higher positive entities that are available to us, but can't violate our free will unless they're asked. I know this is somewhat of a new paradigm, and it's not something I expect anybody that's listening to believe the first time they hear it, but I ask that be open to the possibility and check it out. I hope that you'll read the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. If you decide to get the book, it's available on my website, www.caseysback.com. And if you get it there, you get a free CD of a talk I gave. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and Amazon. I hope you'll avail yourself to request the questions and answers with the Elohim, which just might be the current sophisticated update from the creator God of our realm, explaining how things really work and how this realm got created, how they interface with us, how they can interface with you, how prayers actually work, what earth changes we might expect, and what is the inside scoop on ascension. And just email me, winfree@yahoo.com, for both the conference call information and the questions and answers with the Elohim. And for the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, that's available again at caseysback.com. So So we'll close tonight. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed that channeling. Email us if you did, because maybe we'll do more like this in the future. We close with the calling in of the light. Father, Mother, God, I ask in this moment for the protection of the light to surround and protect each person listening to this call. We might see ourselves in this stream of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth, and anchor this energy in the physical location where our bodies are right in this moment, everywhere on the planet. We join together as a group energy for those of you that want to participate in this moment. And we ask for an energy of peace to surround our planet. We send this light to those trouble spots in the world, like the Middle East. We send this light to Washington, D.C., for the compassion to be present in our leadership. We send this light to Earth for the hurt and grief she's experienced putting up with us humans. And we send this light to the sun and to our solar system. And we'll take about 10 seconds of silence. Thank you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next Saturday. My co-host, Don Newsom, will be back, and we'll be doing our regular format.
I love you.